feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's
Shanti. Day 36. You're constantly serviceable jewels, are you not? Each of you is being filled with sanskars of serving just as deeply as the blood that flows in your body. If your body has no blood, it would be useless. In the same way, if you aren't doing service, it would almost be as though you were dead. Service is the special foundation of Brahmin life. Service has to be merged in each one of you. The tilak of being serviceable has to be applied to the forehead of each one of you. Those from Guyana have shown the proof of service very well. You will be able to serve many places by showing the example of the special people you have served. Special souls have become instruments for service in Guyana. Just as stars are merged in the eyes, so too the long lost and now found beloved jewels are merged in Bab Dada's eyes. This is the Avyakt Murli of 14th January 1984. Baba is talking with the group of people from Guyana. What is the foundation, special foundation of Brahmin life? Service. When we say the word service and when we use the word seva, there is some difference. Service seems a very official word. The Hindi word is seva. Seva, the word carries in it a sense of humility. We often used or heard the words like service, duty, and so on. But one of the most important questions is, who can serve? Whatever you carry within, the same you can give to others. Definitely, service brings with it some joys. But then, whatever soul carries within, the same is given unto others. If there is a fragrance within, the fragrance will be given. But if one is stinking within, the same foul odor would be given out. So, service doesn't seem to be an act. It's like there is a cloud, and the cloud is filled with rainwater. So it's the natural process for the cloud to shower. So it's not obliging upon this earth. Rather, it is feeling obliged that the earth has given him the opportunity to serve. So in this dimension, service is not about helping others. Service is not also about cooperating. Rather, service is love. Service is love. If there is a force in it, if somebody is forcing me to do, if I am helping others and I have the attitude that others would help me in return or give me something in return for this service, or I need some appreciation, some acknowledgement in return, then that doesn't remain a service. Rather, it becomes a business, a deal. Service means, just as clouds are there, they are filled with rainwaters and they pour rains on the earth out of love, out of fulfillment, and they don't expect anything in return from the earth. It's like the lotus. It carries with it the fragrance, and the lotus opens, blooms, and the fragrance spreads. Is it helping the atmosphere? No. It has no such thought of helping anybody. Rather, it is the natural, the very nature, the very tendency, the very propensity of the lotus to bloom, to open, to spread, to emit fragrance. In a similar manner, who can serve? Only the soul who is blissful can serve. Who is carrying this feeling of anand within, they alone can serve. Only those who are filled with that meditative bliss within, only they can serve. Service is not about preaching. Service is not about dishing out information. Serving is not about borrowing knowledge from somewhere and giving to others. Service is not about distributing philosophies, dogmas, tenets, rules, regulations, do's and don'ts. Do this, don't do this. Do this, don't do this. Don't eat from outside. Stay pure. Wear white. Wear badge. You should go to center. Wake up at Amritvela. If you give this set of rules to somebody, is he going to follow that? And we feel that we have done a great service. Or we told them, this is soul and this is supreme soul and this is supreme abode and this is the subtle world and this is the golden age to come. And this is the cycle of 5,000 years and this is the tree and this is how all the religions established. And this is the significance of Shivratri, Holi and New Year, what we have done. And we feel proud that we have done a lot of service. Hoarding. Or some mega program or some big program which is attended by a lot many people. Such services also have got importance, but the real service is when the soul is in that meditative stage of bliss. Here the words are not important then. Here the vibrations are important. So service is not just about helping, cooperating, fulfilling the needs or pumping knowledge into souls. Service is about love. Service is about you are filled with so much love now that love can't stay here. Love wants to go out. and move and spread like fragrance. The cloud has become so much filled with water, now it wants to shower. It has nothing to do with the gratefulness expressed by the barren land. Rather, the cloud is obliged to the barren land that the barren land has given an opportunity to me to shower. It is like the candle, a lamp. The lamp is happy. The lamp is in the blissful stage. The lamp is radiant and it is spreading light. It has no enmity with darkness, but the very presence of the lamp removes the darkness, or the absence of the light is darkness. So service is just like to be like this candle. What is within, the same thing we give out. If there is a sorrow within, the same sorrow you will pass. If there is unhappiness within, the same unhappiness you will pass. If there is an impurity within, the same impurity will go out. Whatever you carry within yourself, the same thing you throw out. So service means to be in the blissful stage. Service means to flow. Service is a flow. Service means what music you are carrying within yourself. The same music which is within your heart will go out in the milieu. If there is a music of sorrow, suffering, depression, unhappiness, anxiety, impurity, the same anxiety, fear, uncertainties will go out. On the surface, it might appear that somebody is doing service. But the real service is not that. Service is not about exchange of words. It is rather the exchange of love. Service is not a barter system. You know what is barter system? Give and take. You give me this, I'll take this. Deal. It's not about deal. Service is all about love. Service is all about overflowing. This is the jar and water is filled to the brim. Now the water is overflowing, automatic. So service is a natural process. Service is the automatic gushing out of feelings which are within you. If there is a bliss, the same bliss will move out, flow out, and it will fill the souls with bliss, with happiness, with love, with joy. So this is what I think is real service. So Baba is talking with this group of Guyana. You are constantly serviceable jewels, are you not? And this sanskar is very deep within you. Just as the blood flows in the body, so also service. If you are not doing any service, you are more like a dead body. So we are serving because it is the very natural tendency to serve. And there is innate joy in service. The same hormones which are produced in meditation, the same are released during the act of service. Service is oxygen. The more you serve, but your service should be selfless, devoid of any desire for praise, appreciation, acknowledgement. Then only such service gives you real fruit. Otherwise, service itself becomes a bondage. Service is to serve and to forget. We are not bothered about how many are served. and how grateful they are. Service has nothing to do with all those things. Service is an invisible process. So, the more the service, the more the happiness. But there are again few things. If all those things are included in service, that will be called real service. First, soul consciousness. If soul consciousness is lost during service, that's more of social service rather than service. Supreme soul consciousness means remembrance. We should be remembering him even during work, even during job, even during service. Shrimat. If we break the Shrimat and do some service and try to please somebody and gratify somebody's ego, that's not the real service. Selfless. As far as possible, try to make your services selfless. Instrument. I am instrument. Who am I to do any service? Buddha has used the word Karuna, Ananta Karuna. Infinite, unlimited compassion. The service is all about compassion. Service is all about those feelings which are coming in the heart, arising in the heart. What I have got, the desire that everyone should get, everyone should be happy. As I have got this new realization, this new knowledge, as this new realization has finished all my sorrow, let this same knowledge finish the sorrow of each and everyone. That compassion, when it arises in the heart, the service starts. Service is not about advertisements. Service is not about exhibition. Service is not about show-offs. Service is the flowing of compassion. So service, there should be feeling of instrument. I am instrument. Just an instrument. A means. A tool. I am just a tool in the hand of the Supreme. I am just a puppet. And the puppeteer is up above. The strings are in his hand. So this feeling of being an instrument is to do real service. Service is to remain alert. Service is to serve with attention, with concentration. The real service means when you are focused, attentive. Service is not about a careless attitude. Service is when you are in the stage of Trikaldarshi, considering all the three aspects of time. Consider service is when you are detached. Otherwise, service itself creates a bond, a bondage. You do and you get detached. You do and you get detached. At one moment you are serving, another moment you are contemplating knowledge. How fast you get detached from anything, that determines your stage of the mind. If I do some service, if I do some work and I get attached to it, the next time I want the same work. And if I don't get the work, the same job, the same type, the same timings, same person, I'll get unhappy. So service should not become something that binds me, something, a cause of terrible bondage. I should be able to detach myself from any service. And the last and the most important thing in service is to remain in that detached observership. Sakshi. This is even greater than remaining detached. This doesn't mean that a person who is Sakshi or detached observer is careless, lackadaisical in his attitude or not punctual or sincere. He will do all service with lot of enthusiasm. At the same time, he is detached. He is seeing everything as play, as movie, as show, as game, as a dream. This world is a drama, a play, a movie, a game which is going on. And he doesn't allow himself to get colored by the rules of the game. In games, there is defeat, sometimes victory. But one who is Sakshi, you remain detached. So this is few things about service. Om Shanti.